Good morning, everyone. The Mary Griffith Show is underway at 9:18, sponsored each and every weekday morning by Refreshment Services Pepsi and Harvest Ridge Coffee. Enjoy a cup of Harvest Ridge Coffee today, courtesy of Refreshment Services Pepsi. We love it here at the Radio Ranch, although this morning I'm just having regular old Pepsi Zero. We are joined this morning by the phone lines by the Mother of the Year Award winner, Laura Sievert. Good morning, Laura.
We're having one of those days, Mary. I got to tell a quick story. My poor youngest kid, he gets bloody noses every once in a while, especially during allergy season. And this morning I got a call from the school, and it was a full murder scene worth of bloody nose. So I had to run back to school. I've actually pulled over at 8th and Main Street almost to the Radio Ranch, but not quite in time.
That's okay. I heard my cell phone ringing and thought, well, if it rings twice, that's an emergency, but I didn't know what I could do about it because I was still broadcasting. And then you called on the regular line. I'm glad. Always call on the regular line, but we're so glad. And again, you, like many other working parents, have to hold down a full-time job to support your children and care for your children. So these things happen. But whether you're on the phone or here in studio, we love talking to Laura Sievert about Arts Beat from Arts Quincy. And the Quincy Arts Center Art Fest is coming up on Saturday, September 28th. Not this weekend, but next weekend from 1 to 4. Tell us all about that so we can kind of put that on our calendars and make sure we can get to that.
Yeah, so we've been a partner with them on this for a lot of years, and I think they're bringing it back better than ever. Of course, they're under new leadership there in the last year, so Sandra Height doing a fantastic job at Quincy Arts Center of really just amping up their offerings across the board. They've got new membership offerings, they've got new classes, they've got new outreach, loving all of that. So Art Fest is the first really big event for them. Like you said, it's 1 to 4, not this week, but next weekend. What you should expect is a lot of cool little booths and participatory activities. So it's always something new every year, but different local artists will be helping kids to make things to take home. Arts Quincy is sponsoring some of the entertainment. So we are actually sponsoring the Beats Arts Academy. They worked with us over the summer, and we love what they do. So the Beats Arts Academy will be doing some cool hip-hop dance and teaching you a few hip-hop dance moves, too. Looking forward to that. You know me. I can hip-hop like nobody knows.
Oh, absolutely. I mean,
I always get up there and try.
I mean, forget the Sugar Land Gang or whatever they are. You are the purveyor of all hip-hop things.
I'm the OG.
Yeah, you're the OG of hip-hop. The other favorites, the library will be there, the Quincy Children's Museum, the Quincy Museum. Kathy Brink will be there providing music. Lots of great things are going to be happening.
Yeah, it's all free. There's no charge for any of it. Also, the gallery is open, and so you can go in and check it out. But the most important thing I think to do while you're there, besides participating in what's outside, is definitely take a moment and look at the new offerings, because the Art Center has revived so much of those great classes and things that they've been known for in years past. And I'm just so happy to see it all back.
It is so fantastic. Quincy Art Center, 1515 Jersey, free of charge, Saturday, September 28th from 1 until 4. The Great River Watercolor Society. I'm fascinated by this because it is so hard to paint watercolor. I guess in a sense it's easy to learn, but it's extremely hard to master. Let's put it that way. And they are having a big exhibit and show at Quincy University, opening Monday, September 30th, going all the way to Saturday, November 2nd. And their visiting artist, Mary Lynn Bradley from St. Louis, is going to have a watercolor workshop on November 2nd from 9 to 3:30. Can you tell us a little bit about the Watercolor Society? Because, again, the umbrella that is Arts Quincy takes in a lot of these arts groups, including some that are very small and very niche, like the Watercolor Society.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And this visiting artist is Mary Lynn Bradley of St. Louis, and her exhibit is called Geometric Transformations. It's going to be a really terrific exhibit. of the what the medium is capable of. It's maybe not what people think of when they think of watercolor. But you are right. I think of all of the art that I've ever done in my life, watercolor is probably the most difficult to master. And I'm certainly no master of it yet. But when you start to think about watercolor as a transparency layer, and these folks at the Watercolor Society can help you learn that, you can do some amazing things. So you're right. We have such cool niche organizations like the watercolors, like the needleworkers, like the woodworkers, that there's something for everybody. And you don't need to be an expert at watercolor to start. You know, I've seen amazing watercolors do amazing things with one of those little 8-packs that I get for my second grader every year for school. You can do great things.
Yeah, you can. There's a lady who's on PBS, and she just has a little sketch pad that fits in, like, it's like a little 5x7. And it's amazing what you can do. So you can go and admire the work of watercolor artists Monday, September 30th through Saturday, November 2nd, whenever Gray Gallery is open. And then you can sign up for the workshop, which will be from 9 to 3:30 on Saturday, November 2nd at QU. For more information, contact Quincy University for that, about the Great River Watercolor Society. And then finally, on our agenda this morning, Laura, the Historical Society of Quincy and Adams County has another Civil War Symposium. This is the 5th annual. It's absolutely free. I'm kind of involved in this on the periphery. And the biggest thing is it's free, but you have to have a seat. So there's no charge, but you have to have a reserved seat. So you must call ahead and get your seat. Tell us all about that, please.
You know, this is Beth Young's kind of baby, and she does such a great job of researching and making sure that the topics are new. And, you know, there's so much to go into with the history of the Civil War, you know, things that I never even would have thought to be curious about. And she really goes out of her way to make sure the programs are terrific. Like you said, it is one of those things where you need to reserve that spot in advance. And it's just so that they know how many people are coming and can set up for it and all of those kind of things. But it usually comes close to selling out, sold out a couple of times.
That's it,
at the Kroc Center. So you want to go ahead and reserve that.
Yeah, it's October 4th and 5th at the Kroc Center. Now, the Kroc Center has a lot of seating, but they've been filling it. They've been selling out.
They've been filling it, yeah.
If you think you want to go, get your reservation in. And if you just want to go Friday night, or you just want to go Saturday, or just want to go Sunday, tell them that so that they can know that there's other seats then that they can free up and be available. It's absolutely free. Topics include Mary Todd Lincoln's mental health, General U.S. Grant, Logan, and McClellan, three well-known Illinois generals who were involved in the war, the private and military life of Albert Sidney Johnston, and reflections from Illinois Riverboat Captain Harry Detweiler. A lot of speakers, they've all written books, and the books will be for sale. They're signed copies by the author. And the Friends of the Quincy Public Library are also going to have some of their more rare collectible books about history there as well for sale. So it's going to be a great event.
Yeah.
You have to call
it's
these...
It's going to be a big October...
Yeah,
it's going to be a big October for the Historical Society in general. I just got off the phone yesterday with those guys talking about haunting some Woodland Cemetery tours. So that'll be coming up in October, too. So between the Civil War Symposium, the History Happy Hours, and Woodland Cemetery tours, big program slate for the Historical Society of Quincy Adams County coming up this October.
Okay. Call for reservations today, 222-1835. That's 222-1835, or just go to their website, hsqac.org. Get back to work now, Miss Laura Sievert, and we will talk to you again next week, okay?
All right, that sounds great. Thanks, Mary.
Thank you. Laura Sievert, doing double duty, mom and full-time employee of the Quincy Arts Council. Oh, my gosh, she does it all. We'll be back speaking to people that do it all. Bob Daly is here along with Sarah Stevens. They do it all for Horizons, and we'll be back to talk with them in just a moment. It's 9:27. Looking forward to the big read, and don't forget that little read is by WTAD alum Ron Kinscherf, a local author, making it for the Little Ree. We're going to be there Thursday night. It's going to be fun. Hey, where are you going to be on September 21st? On Saturday from 3 to 8. You can also be in Washington Park for bands and barbecue sponsored by O'Connor Financial Group to benefit Horizon Soup Kitchen and Food Pantry. Bob Daly is here, a great volunteer with Horizons. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Mary. It's great to be here. Thank you for having me. Oh my gosh.
Bob went to almost a good university. He went to Eastern Illinois University. He couldn't get into University of Illinois, but he would come up and use our library every once in a while and run into me at
Bob
the library.
Bob reads books.
Bob, well,
I would devour them.
I had to read them too. Yeah, he literally was hungry.
Do you remember Mad Magazine?
Yeah. That was your biggest, he did his doctoral dissertation on that. Sarah Stevens is also here, the executive director of Horizons. We're so happy to have both of you here. First, let's establish what Horizons is and what you do. Just give us a little miniature preview of that, and then we'll talk about this fundraiser.
You know, that's hard to keep short,
Mary. It is
hard.
Well, you can take it long.
Okay. Well, Horizons, we're known for food relief. We have a soup kitchen that has a hot, nutritious meal Sunday evenings from 5 to 6, and then Monday through Friday from noon to 1. We have a food pantry open 3 days a week. We have a new co-op program in our food pantry where we're inviting our guests in for a time of fellowship and just great relationship building, and they're working with us in the food pantry, and they get an extra box of food. That has been amazing. We have an addiction recovery program. We are just we're doing lots of amazing transformative work. I kind of say food is the gateway. Food is what brings people in the door at Horizons. Once they're there, a lot of times they, you know, feel seen and heard and loved, and because they have that, you know, renewed hope, gives them almost a renewed interest in life, and that's when our real work begins. We're rescuing food, and we are rescuing people. And
wow, couldn't have said it better. And of course, that's why you're the executive director, not me, because you did say it better. One of the great things about that you mentioned is you're giving people a hand up, not a hand out. And by allowing them to work a little bit, to help in your organization, to volunteer in your organization, to work alongside other people in the community, you never know where a job opportunity might come. Or, hey, I know somebody who has an apartment for rent, and maybe I can talk them into giving you a little bit of a subsidy. Something like that can always happen because of relationships that are formed at Horizons. And Horizons Soup Kitchen and Food Pantry is down on 8th Street, South 8th Street at 8th and
York.
York. Mm-hmm. Okay, I just want to get that right. I drive by there all the time. But, you know, even I used to know everything in Quincy, and now my brain, things are starting to stay. I have no idea where anything is anymore.
Well, now we have that beautiful new mural on the front of the building. People are still talking about that.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. And more to come. More to come. That's great. Mm-hmm. Bob Daly is here. He's a volunteer. Talk about bands and barbecue, Bob. What is this all about?
Well, it's what a great event, and I've always loved Horizons. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been helping Horizons, I don't know, when did I come into your office? Seven, eight years ago?
Well, you'll never forget the day that 2016,
exactly. I do remember. It was 2016.
Life was so calm and simple before then. Then Bob comes in, let's have a bike ride.
I say, Bob,
let's
Bob,
do it at night.
Bob, let's go across both bridges. Yeah, why not?
Bob is the Energizer Bunny. I was like, he's the proverbial Energizer Bunny. And if you want something done, Bob's your man. So.
And Bob likes, apparently Bob likes hanging out close to the darkest hour. So that's why this is 3 to 8 at Washington Park. So tell us about bands and barbecue.
So it's a very neat event. Worship bands are going to be at Washington Park. There's going to be games for kids. Believe it or not, there's going to be a bubble guy that, these amazing bubbles you can create. There's going to be a Lotus bar. There's going to be so many fun things to do at the park, and then great food. Great food. Horizons does food so well. There's going to be pulled pork. There's going to be pork chops. There's going to be hot dogs. There's going to be a cotton candy machine. There's going to be neat drinks from Pepsi. It goes on and on and on. Now let's talk about the real thing. Let's talk about the bands. It's worship bands throughout Quincy from churches. And so you could go there. You can go to Washington Park with your family. Bring everybody. And then worship. You'll hear great worship music and live performance from. We have a lot of talent in this town.
Yeah,
we really do. And it's going to be showcased that day. Also, our live morning show host Greg Hallbrick and Sarah are going to be the DJs or the host of the day. So mm-hmm. they'll be there all day long.
Another radio personality is yep. capturing Sarah's yep. heart. Well, I'll just have to try harder.
And they're going to try harder. Mary, they're going to invite me up to sing a solo. I'm going to sing solo. You can't hear it.
yeah.
Okay. You remember Sister Susan?
Oh, yes.
She told me to mouth the words.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Well, Susan was always trying to get the boys more involved.
Yeah, like, and I was there. Day.
Yeah.
I was there.
And you were there, but then you come out willingly, and then she's like, just mouth the words. That's yeah. okay. Yeah. Larry Finley told yeah. me that when I was at QCT.
Oh, really?
Mary just... We're glad you're in the production. I don't understand why you were cast because I'm the music director, but if you would just mouth the words, if you would just move your lips and let somebody else sing this part, that would be so beneficial.
And I had to really think about what mouth the words means. Do I need to open my mouth larger? And then I realized, it hit me.
Sister Susan Antonacci, another great woman who helped develop both of us into the great singers we are today. No, we're not going to put that on her. God bless her soul. So, you know, but worship and praise music, you know, it's everything, I'm sure, from more like a Southern gospel style, which I call traditional, to this. It's practically punk rock and rock and roll and hip hop. Mm-hmm. I laugh. I used to say I love Nelly when he came out from St. Louis. I said, oh, I just love Nelly. I just love Nelly. And somebody said, have you ever actually heard the lyrics of his song? I said, no, I just love listening to it because it's so upbeat. Mm-hmm. Then I listen to the lyrics. Ooh, I love Nelly's sound. I don't like the lyrics, you know. Yeah. But this will be something the whole family can, even if
family
I probably
fun.
Can't understand some of the words of these rock and roll Christian bands.
And you could go make a big bubble.
Yeah. Well, honestly.
Well, how does this, what do you mean? Like, I know you can make balloon poodles. What do you mean?
No,
these bubbles,
these
are giant?
These are giant bubbles. You could fit in one of
you
these bubbles.
You go into them.
You don't go into them, but I'm saying they're big enough that you could fit into one.
Okay. But couldn't he blow one around me?
Well, you have a big wand. And we have actually have a video.
If you hula hoop.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, maybe if you hula hoop the bubbles, it might work.
You could be like that witch on Wizard of Oz. You could arrive in the bubble.
The good witch. Mm-hmm. Not the one you were thinking of originally.
That
the bad witch.
Yeah. I didn't say it.
Yeah.
You said it.
Bob, you could be the witch in the Wizard of Oz. Oh, the good witch, I mean, arriving in my bubble.
She arrived in a bubble. Remember?
I do remember. Yeah. Yes. Whereas now I usually arrive on my broomstick. Yeah. So we won't go there.
Bands Your big day is coming, by
the way. Yeah. They just announced the new shows for QCT, and of course I'm not talented enough to be in any of them, but that's okay. September 21st, this Saturday, 3 to 8 at Washington Park. There's it's a donation because you can't charge to get in.
So what we're doing is. Well, it's my heart for everybody to be able to come.
Yeah.
I mean, I want the entire community to come. And for some people, you know, the cost could keep them away, especially if you've got a lot of kids. And so, you know, if you can't afford, you know, to pay anything, you're welcome anyway. We want you to be there. And if you can afford to be generous, buy your dinner and buy somebody else's too. And I think that in the end, it all always works out beautifully. I've got one of the girls who works for us, she's got 4 kids, and she said, this was the kind of day I dreamed of when I was a young mom, you know, with 4 small children, you know, something where we can go and we can be outside and we can play games and there's something for everybody. And I'll take the kids home really tired at night. So just, you know, we really do. We want it to kind of be a blues in the vibe or blues in the district vibe. Bring your lawn chairs. You can sit and listen to music all day. You can eat great food. You can play great games. And then hopefully, too, we're going to shake the heavens with our worship.
Well, the thing of it is you're raising awareness, too, for Horizons. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you want to do that. Now, it's interesting. You don't need to hire a caterer because you have a chef that already works at Horizons. I mean, it may be the best restaurant in town. Mm-hmm. And I've eaten there before. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be poor mm-hmm. to eat at Horizons. Mm-hmm. You can go there anytime mm-hmm. and pay full mm-hmm. freight. And like you said, pay for the people mm-hmm. behind you. Talk about the menu. Do you have the menu
down?
Well,
so we're doing grilled pork chop sandwiches. I mean, we've got amazing pork chops. We've been getting them for the last couple months, getting them cut and storing them back. And so we have full-on pork chops that they're going to brine. They're not just going to be any regular pork chop, brined pork chops that are grilled.
Cool.
pulled pork, and Shane makes the best homemade barbecue sauce I've ever had. And then we'll have hot dogs for the kids, or for the adults that would rather have a hot dog. So just lots of good meat.
Protein.
A protein day.
We need protein.
We got to have protein. How much, what's your annual budget? How much does it cost to run and operate Horizons?
Well, our budget's about $1.9
million.
I know, isn't that crazy? And,
after Bob Daly pitches in $1.8
million,
have to raise the rest of it.
I think it was like $50,000 when I started in 2010.
It was.
And now let me say that probably a million of that is considered is in-kind donation. The food that Horizons rescues, and we do rescue food, over 520,000 pounds this year we'll rescue, and that's food that would otherwise go into a landfill, but food that is still good, because the use-by dates, best-by dates, expiration dates are just guides for the grocery stores. And then I also think, how many times do I go to the grocery store and, there's this nice box of strawberries, but there's two moldy strawberries in it. Well, we get those boxes. And so we can take those moldy strawberries and throw them out and repackage it because we've got the certified food handlers at Horizon. So we can use things that, I don't want to spend $6 on a box of strawberries that has a couple rotten ones in them.
And nobody will buy that. But the grocery store then may not have realized that when they put it out, but now they realize, oh, nobody's buying this. Then they look over and say, hey, well, you know what? We're never going to be able to sell this. But the grocery store will then call, and you go out and rescue this
absolutely.
Food.
Absolutely. We make trip, we spend...
It's a daily event,
Sure. It's more than a daily event. We actually could use another vehicle because we're doing so many pickups now. And the cool thing is, too, when we get more than we can use, we share it with the other pantries. And we've had some incredible stories of just, we kind of feel like, Eric said one day, he's like, Sarah, he's like, the more we give away, the more we're getting. Which is ding, ding, ding.
I think Jesus might have said that.
So ding, ding, ding. And we've had stories like that and multiple stories. I went to the food pantry the other day to tell him a particular story. And there was a lady in there from one of our food pantries in Missouri that comes over, Hester Community Church. And I was starting to tell her my story, and she's like, oh my gosh, it's like the day I was here. I came and you guys gave us eggs because you had extra eggs, and I went back to our food pantry, and this lady comes in and she's like, all I need are eggs to make my daughter's birthday cake. And she's like, oh, I have them. And she's like, well, how did you know I needed eggs? Just, well, I didn't, but Jesus did. And so just lots of beautiful stories like that where we, God has given us the eyes to tangibly see him working and providing and doing great things. And so we're super excited about Saturday. I think it's going to be an opportunity for just to come together in unity, It's just like, Quincy is such a special place. There's a lot going on, too, on Saturday. Oh. We have to start the morning with Washington Park with the Farmers Market, Makers Markets that day.
So Alzheimer's Association.
You can come out. Come out for the day and enjoy Quincy. I mean, a great place to be.
Yeah. A great, great place to be. Mm-hmm. We're out of time, but Bob, do you have a story you want to tell?
Oh, real quick. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How's your husband?
My husband is in failing health, but he's good. Part of that is because he's married to me. Our 12-year anniversary is coming up on the 29th.
Congratulations.
When I married Greg, he was 6'8", and now he's 5'. So I beat him down that bad.
Talking about grocery stores, this one day I am wandering the aisleways at the grocery store, and who do I run into but your husband?
The Bears fan.
And he's going through all these aisles, and I kept running into him. And I asked him, I said, let me ask you something. He goes, yeah, what? I go, are you looking for something that your wife sent you to the store for and you can't find it? And he goes, yeah, how'd you know? And I go, I'm doing it too. So wives out there, please don't send your husband on a trip and pick the thing that's the hardest to find. It happens to me all the time. I'm always looking for whatever it is.
Here's what happens. Bob Daly's wife sends him to the store for lean bacon. He calls home, which way do you want it to lean? To the right or to the left? I mean, it's terrible. Bands and barbecue, September 21st from 3 to 8 at Washington Park. Yeah, you guys should go shopping together more often.
Oh, I want to. He's a great guy.
He's
a saint,
Well, yes. Yes, we all know. Yes, we know he married me. The oldest old maid in Quincy. People still think, some people still think it's a hoax. They can't believe anyone would actually marry me. In fact, we told our own members of our own family, I said, Marge, I'm getting married. And she goes, what? I go, she's real hard of hearing. I go, I'm getting married. Marge goes, who the hell would marry you? That's my family. So, you know, I mean, you can imagine that.
No, you're both great people.
Yes,
stop
we are.
It.
Individually,
you
we're great. Together, well, I don't know what happened, but we're making it.
No, I don't
agree. Bands and barbecue. Yes, it was like Rocky. I got gaps, you got gaps. Together, we fill gaps. Bands and barbecue put on by O'Connor Financial Group, Winters Insurance, J&H Concrete, First Bankers Trust, Brown Electric, Blessing Health, 88.5, The Mix.
Yes!
Parties, Westtown Ford,
yes!
Quincy Medical Group, Custom Dentistry, Hilbing, Jimmy John's, Peters, Koontz, Town and Country Bank, and TI Trust. All of those pretty much advertisers here on WTA, except for WGCA. They don't seem to advertise with us much.
Well, I'm here right now.
I'll offer you, we've got a $50,000 a year package.
That is awesome.
I'll give it to you for $49.9. We'll sign here during this commercial break.
Give me the contract.
The best to Horizon, Sarah. Thank you for putting up with Bob.
Thanks
for this is your act of Christian charity, we know. We'll be back and talk about the Alzheimer's Walk in just a moment. We've been talking about this event on WTAD for quite some time, and that's the Walk to End Alzheimer's. Dot Foods is very involved this year in helping out with the Walk to End Alzheimer's. It is this Saturday, and it's going to be at the Illinois Veterans Home, a new location. Todd Lamison with the Alzheimer's Association is here. And you always raise money in advance of the walk, but of course you hope for contributions on Saturday as well. And we always want to make more money this year than we did last. Todd Lamison, you're here to announce today. You're almost there.
We are very close to being ahead of where we were last year at the walk. So just about $3,000 more, which we normally do get at the walk. So as long as everybody does what they've done in the past and a couple extra people chip in, we should go ahead and exceed that goal.
That is fantastic. And, of course, that money is used for research and for activities that help local Alzheimer's patients. You know, research is one of those, oh, well, I give my money, but does anything really happen? But great things are happening. They are now developing. It's not out yet, but they're developing a blood test. Can you imagine if when you're, you know, now we get our colonoscopy at a certain age, we get our mammogram at a certain age. Can you imagine if you're 35, 40, whatever, and they say everybody needs to have the blood test to check for Alzheimer's. Wouldn't that be fantastic? Nobody wants the diagnosis, but the sooner you know, the better off you are.
Yeah, we've had amazing leaps and bounds, you know, in research and things actually hitting the market and being able to go ahead and actually give people more time. And that's the start of it, right? We start with giving people more time. But to give them more time, you have to know early. So, yeah, I'm totally excited about that blood test coming out. Right now, the only way to diagnose Alzheimer's is through a special PET scan. You're talking about probably 18 months from the time somebody thinks, you know, diagnoses you as dementia and maybe it's Alzheimer's. So it's 18 months before you even get to the point of starting to go ahead and think about that medicine. This can make it days. I mean, to me, it's just absolutely amazing where we've come in the last 5 years in research.
Where we've come, we used to, the only way to diagnose Alzheimer's was you had to pass away, and then they would do a biopsy of your brain. I mean, you never really knew you had it. We knew something was happening, but we didn't really know what that was. And so the strides we have made are great. And speaking of strides, that's what this walk is all about. Now, a lot of people say, I ain't going to walk nowhere. You don't have to. You can just come and sit in the beautiful pavilion at Lake Illinois at the Illinois Veterans Home, enter from 12th and Locust, park right there, walk down to the pavilion. Talk a little bit about the day as far as, you know, chronologically what happens.
Yeah, so we start 8 a.m. with a quick check-in. We have an exciting one of those canvas grocery bags with all the sponsors on it that are local. Everybody, first 200 people to come in, we'll go in and get one of those as a free giveaway. We have about, 10 different stations set up for about an hour and a half. Things like the tribute wall, where if you've lost somebody or somebody's struggling with dementia, you want to go ahead and put a little note up, or if you have a picture or something you want to bring. We suggest copies. We can't go and guarantee, you know, what happens once you put it up there.
Don't put the original photo. Just make a photocopy. It's good enough.
Exactly. But, we have a bunch of people that put things up there. We have our pet area. We have the Humane Society coming with some of their pets this year to go ahead and, bring some extra joy to the area. area. So if you have a four-legged friend, you're welcome to go in and bring them on a leash yourself there. We have a kid zone, so, you know, some crafts and activities for, you know, the kiddos to go ahead and be involved. We have our Alzheimer's Association tent where you can find out all that information, ask about that blood test more, ask about the research, see what's going on. We'll give a ton of information out there, too.
Well, it's a fantastic day, and you're on the grounds of the Veterans Home this year for several reasons. The kids not only will enjoy your kids zone that you have, but they can also then go over to the petting area and see the deer. And don't pet the buffalo. They can see the deer and the squirrels and the ducks and everything that's there. So it's just a family-friendly. But one thing about walking through the grounds of the Veterans Home, you're going to see veterans, and veterans have a high level of Alzheimer's disease. In fact, Hammond Hall, which is not there at the 12th Street campus, but is at another campus, I just performed for them with my theater troupe, and they really appreciate that. But why so much Alzheimer's among veterans? Do we know?
We don't have a specific reason. You know, farmers have a larger percentage of individuals with Alzheimer's. You know, it could be some of the chemicals that they were, you know, exposed to while they were in their military service. It could be the stress, the, you know, head, you know, trauma sometimes happen, those type of things, you know, that go with the PTSD. There's a lot of different factors in it, but yeah, it's a shame. Veterans and military much more likely go ahead and have Alzheimer's than those that were not.
So the folks will be, you know, wheeled out or they'll walk out. And so when you walk by, you can wave at them, stop and talk to them, do whatever you want. It's a great way to interact with the people who have served our country. If we can't get to the event, we want to help you make your goal. How can we make a donation?
Sure. So obviously at the event, you can donate. But if you can't make the event, you can go to our website and make that donation. That's act.alz.org/Quincy. Or you can just drop a check right in the mail to our post office box here in Quincy. That's post office box 86, and that's 62306 area code.
And am I reading this right? Anthony Oliver is the MC?
Yes, your suggestion.
My suggestion, because, well, we do this, you don't do this just in honor, but one of the more prominent people in our community who came out and publicly said, I have this disease, which a lot of people want to keep quiet, but Dennis Oliver, former radio personality, he's passed now because Alzheimer's is a fatal disease, but Dennis came out and was able to work with Alzheimer's, he's able to still maintain a radio career. But there was a decline. We all saw it. Dennis's friends knew it. But Anthony Oliver and Dennis Oliver, no relation. And when you see them, you'll know why. But they always said they were, you know, brothers at heart. So Anthony, who is also a very good entertainer, maybe he'll sing a few songs. Who knows? Whatever can happen. But 200 free gift bags at registration. That's a limited supply. The Hero Appreciation Tent, the Tribute Wall. Enter from 12th and Locust. You know, carpool if you want to, if there's a lot of people walking on a team, you know, that will help the parking situation. And United for Care is coming up on November 13th. We'll be talking about that later on. So, but we want to get everybody out. If we can raise over $3,000 this week, we'll top our goal. And that's exactly what you want to happen. So my best to you, and we'll be thinking of Dennis Oliver and everyone who had Alzheimer's that day. I always say, I may have dodged a bullet because my mother passed away of breast cancer, but I was starting to see a few signs. So let's face it, folks, everybody we know is vulnerable, including ourselves. We all need to find a cure for this disease.
Yeah, this year, obviously, Dennis Oliver, we're, you know, going ahead and honoring. Jeff Speer passed away in December. That was from cancer, but he was a huge supporter.
Yeah.
When I came to Quincy doing my Boy Scout gig, he was one of the very first people to welcome me. When I got this role, I did not realize that he was a big supporter, but went out of his way to go ahead and, you know, thank me for taking on the role and, you know, lend his support there too. So lots of you know, lots of good people that we're remembering this year.
Well, you know, it's interesting because although Jeff did not have Alzheimer's, he had brain cancer, and that caused some changes in his brain too. And he and I were talking one time, and he said, "You have to be real careful because, like, sometimes I say inappropriate jokes or something, you know, it's like, hey, you know, but that's what happens. So folks, go to the Alzheimer's Association website. There's a simple test you can take on there to, you know, kind of tell if you need to follow up with your doctor. The sooner you get diagnosed, the sooner you start medication, the better your life will be. And if you really want to help everybody in our community, be there at 8 o'clock Saturday morning, bright and early, on the campus of the Illinois Veterans Home there at the Lake Illinois Pavilion, just right there by 12th and North 12th Street and Locust, when you come in. Parking on 12th Street or Locust Street for that, and then a short walk to the event. Thank you so very much, Todd Lamison.
Thank you.